Now, is there any instrument that you can't play?
Oh, mate, there are a bunch of things I don't play. I mean, it's easier to say what I do play. In jazz, I play most things. There are a lot of sort of instruments in a symphony orchestra I don't play. Although I play all the brass, and there's, you know, about a dozen of them. Mm-hmm. I play all the saxophones. I play the piano, the double bass, the guitar. I don't play the drums. There you go. We know
there
that.
There you go, yep.
there are all those sort of double reed instruments like the oboe and the bassoon, and I haven't ever played any of those because I basically grew up playing in big bands and playing jazz, so I just played everything that was around me.
You're presenting a jazz workshop next week as well as performing. How important is it for you to pass on your experience to younger players?
Oh, it's very important. It's something I do all the time. I've just returned yesterday from touring in Europe, and even there, wherever I am in the world, I go into schools, whether they be music schools or just regular schools, and work with the kids and give them some workshops. And I think there's two main reasons for that. One is I remember what it was like when I was in school. And learning, and if someone came through that was a bit further down the track than you are and plays, it's very inspiring, and it really is so exciting. And you never know. And I've had countless things over the years where people have come up to me, adults who are professional musicians playing in an orchestra somewhere in the world, and say, you know, you came to our school and that was the day I decided I wanted to be a musician.
Oh, that must be a great feeling.
Oh, it's fantastic. And the other thing is I love this music, and the way to pass it on is like this. This is how you ensure that the music, you know, carries on to the next generation.
Now, you've performed with amazing artists over your career, people like Dizzy Gillespie, good grief, Whitney Houston, George Benson, just to name a few. Is there anyone that you'd love to collaborate with who you haven't done with so far?
I've been really lucky. I've managed to play with most of my record collection, I think of it, and then many others besides. But, you know, probably the person I really want to perform with and make music with, I haven't met yet. Because we've just been talking about these kids. There are these young up-and-coming talents. You hear someone and you go, wow, where did that come from? I want to play with him or her. And so probably because all of my sort of idols and people I grew up with, as I said, I'm really lucky I've had the chance to play with. So I think, yeah, the next ones I'm really going to want to play with, I'm about to meet.
That's a great answer. And just finally, James, what do you listen to on your iPod?
On my iPod, it's very eclectic. I've got some classical things. I've got some jazz. Not as much jazz as you'd expect because I'm playing that all the time. I've got some rock things. I've got some pop things. I've got a real mixture. And I'm one of those people who uses the shuffle button and don't pick what I'm going to listen to. Just hit that and see what I get.
Nice one. Well, James Morrison is playing the deck on Saturday the 28th. Unfortunately, but not unsurprisingly, it has sold out. There are still places available for his jazz workshop on Friday the 27th, and you should go to devonportjazz.com for details about that. James Morrison, thank you so much for your time this morning, and we look forward to entertaining you and look forward to you entertaining us in Devonport next week.
Thanks very much, Charles.
James Morrison.